My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. That's a rather rare passage in the Bible. Everything's okay. Things are the way they're supposed to be. There's peace. There's growth. There's the consolation of the Holy Spirit. There's unity. Fear of the Lord, we are in our right place, and everything is the way it's supposed to be. In one way, this passage is a description of what happened to the church after Saul, who had been persecuting the church rather violently, is converted and becomes part of the church. There's no persecution going on. But even so, it's rare in the life of the church that everything seems to be exactly the way it's supposed to be. But I think it's important every now and then to hear, to notice how things are supposed to be and how we get them to be the way they're supposed to be. The gospel today, we're in the vineyard. And in one way, it is describing how things are supposed to be and what happens when they're not the way they're supposed to be. So Jesus weaves this beautiful metaphor of all of creation, including us, being God's vineyard, where God is directing everything. God is, as Jesus says, my Father is the vine grower, which means that he's going to decide where to plant, where to prune, when to plant, when to harvest. The world is under God's direction, being guided, being led, being inspired. And Jesus is the vine, the connection between life itself and us. And that life itself is the energy of the Holy Spirit. So in this vineyard, we have the creation story, and we have the life of the Trinity involved with us in a beautiful little analogy or metaphor. God is the director, the leader, the vine grower. Jesus is the connection between the life that God has placed in the universe and us, and the Holy Spirit is indeed that life itself. And when it's all working the way it should be, when under God's direction, the energy of the Holy Spirit breathes life and things begin to grow. And then fruit emerges. We are the branches connected to Christ. And it's from us that the fruit emerges. And the fruit that is supposed to emerge in God's vineyard is, as the second reading said for the first letter of John, love, indeed and in truth, not just in words. So when everything is working the way it should be, God directs, creation responds, the Holy Spirit inspires and brings life, brings forth life. We receive that life through Jesus. And when we receive that life through Jesus, we are able to love in deed and in truth. And when that happens, there is peace, there is growth, there is unity, there is well-being, there is the consolation of the Holy Spirit, and there is life happening. Now, it also talks about branches that are unattached. Somehow we get lost. Somehow we get disconnected. Somehow we separate ourselves from the source of life itself. Somehow we are not able to receive all the nourishment that comes from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and we get broken off. And yes, that does happen. But we are invited to continually remain connected to Christ, which will put us in direct connection to God's direction for our lives and for our world and for God's creation. And by being connected to Christ, we have access to the energy of the Holy Spirit, which is life itself. So while we may not be able to see and feel and know in our reality that everything is the way it's supposed to be, because it sure isn't, it might be an invitation every now and then to place ourselves in a way of contemplating what would it be like if indeed we as branches were connected to Christ the vine, who's bringing us the energy and life of the Holy Spirit under the direction of the God who loves us. And from that, we bear great fruit. And the fruit that we bear is love in deed and in truth. The more we contemplate that, the more possible it might be that at least in our little corner of God's vineyard, we might find ourselves being the way things are supposed to be. And we might find ourselves reattached to the unity of creation. And we might find ourselves remaining in Christ as Christ remains in us.